Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Cynthia Curiasis. She's not going to be a new friend for long, though. We're going to get her back on the show. She's got more to teach us. She's the author of a new book called Get Organized, Get Focused, and Get Moving, How to Avoid Productivity Potholes. And this book is will help you folks. And we've asked Cynthia to join us and share some of her thoughts. I just about wore out in the previous segment talking about my pathology. Cynthia, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me.
So I'm just going to let you set us up. I'm gonna stop talking for a minute and let you say, okay, by the numbers. Here's what you got to do. Go ahead.
To get organized?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All this stuff you know how to do.
Okay. First step is any information that's coming into you lands in one spot on your desk. I'm talking about paper now. When you think about your email, everything ends up in your inbox, right?
Right.
But when you talk about paper, it doesn't help you to put paper all around your office.
That's what I do wrong.
I'm sorry?
That's one of the things I do wrong.
Yeah, people think it's going to be helpful. If I put it over here, it means that, and if I put it over there, it means that. But in reality, it's just kind of splitting your brain.
All right, go ahead.
So, all in one spot. After it lands in one spot, and you're ready to make decisions about what's in there, there's only four decisions you have to make about the stuff in that one spot. You're either going to act on it, file it, toss it, or read it.
Right. How tall do you let it get?
We try to do that every day, Jim.
Okay, all right.
All right. You may not get to the bottom of where that stuff is stored, but you're going to make a dent. And that's part of creating a habit. You're trying to replace a habit of not doing that with a habit of doing it.
Okay.
So you want to do that every day until it becomes not something extra, but something automatic.
Mm-hmm.
Once you put it in there and you've sorted it, if you've tossed what you need to toss and your file and reading go in a different spot because they're not necessarily a priority, the only thing in front of you is what you have to act on.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to take that information and you're going to sort it out according to what you need to do. So there could be papers in there that require you to talk to somebody on the phone, papers that require you to send an email, information that requires you to put it in your database. Whatever it is, you're going to group those things together because the basis of all time management is to sort things.
Mm-hmm.
Calendars sort your time. They sort your hours. What you want to do is start to sort your actions so that you can try and do all of your phone calls in one shot.
One of the things that small business owners run into, Cynthia, is everything you're saying makes perfect sense, and it's absolutely, I've no doubt that it works. But some of this stuff that we need to do as you say, is stuff that is organizational stuff. It's not customer facing stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not point of sale stuff. It's not helping a customer stuff. It's other stuff. And what happens is while this stuff comes in like as if you were working in an office and your job was to move papers, on top of that comes the customer stuff. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And this
mm-hmm.
is where I think I'm trying to be real world here with small business owners, because I used to be a consultant to small businesses one-on-one, and like you do now, and I'd show up and I'd see their desk, and they'd have stuff there piled up in different places, and they were trying to get to it, but those pesky customers kept coming in, you know, or if they were big enough to sell, the people they worked with who handled the customers were coming in. You know, and so anyway, go ahead. You see, it's not just like an office. It's not like a regular office.
Right. No, I understand. Customers rule. I get that. And for salespeople, sales activity rules. Get that. So it's a matter of if you can develop this habit then you can do it whenever you need to do it during the course of the day. But your priority is to do first things first.
Mm-hmm.
Do that which is the most important for you as an owner, as a salesperson, as an operations person. So if that means first thing in the morning I need to make phone calls, that's what you do.
See, this is what's going on, people. If you're not familiar with small business owners, small businesses, this is what's going on when you see the everybody else is closed up and there's a light on in the office of a small business. They're catching up on this stuff. They're doing what Cynthia's telling them to do right now.
Yeah, it goes back to a habit. Create the habit of organization, and it will take care of your time management issues. Because in time management, you always need to work on the priority. If the goal as a salesperson or the goal as an owner is to increase business, then that means you are client and customer and prospect facing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that becomes the priority. That's what you do first thing every day.
How big a deal is you getting organized? How big a deal of that is delegating?
Delegating is really critical, because it leverages the owner's time to do more important things. So delegating is one of the basic tenets of time management. Micromanagement is not delegating.
I think that's another way small business owners get into trouble in their organization, is they don't delegate enough, and they wind up doing a bunch of stuff that they are at least not doing it, but getting it not getting done because they didn't delegate it right.
Well, that's correct. It doesn't get done, plus it causes stress, plus the message that it can send the employee is that you don't trust me. But let's face it, small business owners, that's their baby.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, we got to, folks, you got to let go of the perfect and try to just be excellent, and that means somebody else can do that. Cynthia, I need your website again, please.
The website is propartnersinc.com, or you can get to it, it's easier to get to it through organizeitnow.com.
Organizeitnow.com. Hey, Cynthia, will you come back?
I will, I'd love to.
We've enjoyed having you. The book is called Get Organized, Get Focused, and Get Moving.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.